It's described as a natural wonder, and it happens just once a year. And last night, marine scientists camped on a pontoon in the Great Barrier Reef to witness mass coral spawning. They also intervened to see if they could help some corals get lucky in a process known as IVF for the reef, in the hope of undoing damage wrought by coral bleaching. Jesse Thompson has the story.
Coral polyps, big gonads.
It's an event so significant, reef tour guides are celebrating with their own song and dance.
Mass spawning, mass spawning.
Mass coral spawning is crucial to regenerating the Great Barrier Reef, but it only happens once a year. And even then, according to senior James Cook University researcher Katie Chartrand, the odds of survival are slim.
It is suggested that one out of every million coral larvae actually fully settle and develop into a grown adult colony. So that process is very inefficient naturally by Mother Nature's hand. We're trying to change that and increase the numbers of corals that can survive through that process.
Now, researchers from three universities, in conjunction with local tourism groups, are undertaking what's been labelled IVF for the reef. For the second year, they're collecting egg and sperm bundles, then storing them out of harm's way in specialised floating coral nurseries near a tourism pontoon off Moore Reef, 45 kilometres from Cairns. It's a bid to restore the reef faster than nature usually allows. Katie Chartrand again.
So these inflatable pools that then will hold these bundles as they develop from an early embryo stage into a full-blown coral larvae, which is the initial coral baby that then will settle back down on the reef in around 5 or 6 days.
This year, they've also introduced a secret weapon of sorts, a symbiotic algae that, lab testing has shown, increases the baby coral's chances of survival. Professor Peter Harrison is the director of the Marine Ecology Research Centre at Southern Cross University.
The reason we need to put algae into these corals is that's what naturally occurs on the reef within the first week after settlement. But many of the coral larvae end up dying during that first period. So what we're trying to do is add like a battery pack back into the larvae as soon as possible to give them extra energy and therefore increase their survival and growth rate.
Professor Harrison says reefs the world over are losing coral faster than they can replenish. He dreams of breeding billions of coral larvae to undo some of that damage.
We're trying to buy time. So we're getting desperate to capture the remaining genetic diversity that's in these populations and try to restore corals while we can.
Professor Peter Harrison, ending Jesse Thompson's report.